My guest at this time is the lovely and talented Elena Newport. She is the star of the Capitol Steps as well as the co-founder. You can see the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. Elena, just before we started recording, you told me about your brush with fame this week.
We did. The Charles and Camilla motorcade came right by our office. We're in Old Town Alexandria, just outside of Washington, D.C., and they were visiting Mount Vernon, and I heard the sirens, and I saw the limos, and I saw those Secret Service guys poking their head out the window, but I couldn't see Charles and Camilla.
Wow.
But still, only like, 50 feet away.
What do you think the founders would think of the fact that Americans are completely fascinated with the royal family and the baby and everything else that's coming down the pipe here?
I don't know. I don't even know why we are. But I know from a comedy standpoint, they've been very good to us.
Yes, exactly. And yeah. So, Charles and Camilla, this was a big soap opera back, of course, when after Charles and Diana had divorced and there were rumors that they had been carrying on an affair while Charles and Diana were married that aren't really rumors anymore. But Elena, this has been a very interesting story for a long time.
Well, it has. And we did a song back when Charles and Camilla did get married eventually. We did a song about it. And I think that this song, which we'll play today, is the reason that we did not get invited to entertain for them while they were here in Washington this week.
It's such a great song. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Prince Charles, and this is my lovely wife, Camilla.
Hello!
Yes. And as you know, we were recently wed, and we have our whole lives before us. But, I do have one tiny logistical question.
What's that, dear?
When we go walking, my buttercup, should I walk with you?
No, just saddle me up!
My bride is scary in the morning. Don't want to see her before 9. 'Cause my Camilla looks like Godzilla. We weren't wed in a church this time. Our mom, the queen, is now in mourning. Our family's looks are in decline.
Thank God your nana chose Miss Diana
to propagate the royal line. My friends at work think that I'm a snob.
That would be true, dear, if you had a job.
Her chin is furry in the morning.
You've got a face like my behind.
Send her to Queen School.
There goes the gene pool.
We weren't wed in a church.
You sort of look like Lurch.
I guess we proved to everyone that love is blind. She's my tally-ho.
Hello!
Hello! Hello! Oh, Elena. A couple of thoughts there. I'm guessing based on audience reaction and the voice that Camilla, quote unquote, is played by a man in this skit.
But a very attractive man. And I should also mention that for Charles, we borrowed the ears that we had once used for Ross Perot. So we are very environmentally friendly in the Capitol Steps. We reuse ears and all sorts of things.
Fantastic. The propagate the royal line is my favorite line there. Very creative. You should have.
Yes, the gene pool not being too deep is my favorite line.
Poor Charles. He's kind of like quasi, not quite king now. She's like giving him some things to do.
What does he even do?
I don't know what she does, so I'm not sure what duties he's actually getting. But, he's got to be pushing 70 here, and so everybody's already more excited about William and Kate than him. So, poor guy. It's rough.
He'll just have to roll in money and forget about it.
It's rough being the heir to the throne for 60 years.
Ah, yes.
What a tough life.
Well, poor me. I have both royal fever and March Madness at the same time. I don't know what to do.
Well, if you can put the royals in a bracket somehow, that could be.
Well, I'm a Terrapin. I'm a University of Maryland person.
Okay.
And the turtle seems to me like a very bad mascot for basketball somehow.
But it's an angry turtle. It's a really angry turtle.
I mean, some of these mascots you can really picture playing basketball very well, but I yeah.
Hope your brackets aren't totally busted, Elena. But
if I had any, they would be.
Very good. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.